Then they had another scene of another kind, and there was a guy out on the street, you know, he's smoking dope. Two girls come by, and he says, "Hey, you good-looking women here, why don't y'all have one of my drag off of my cigarette?" And he enticed these two girls, and so they started smoking with him on a regular basis and everything. And then one day, there was an accident, and all three of them were killed. And these two girls, actually one of these girls really didn't want to do this. She kept telling the other one, you know, but you know, I'm a Christian. I don't want to do this. But the other one, she just laughed it off. So they died in that car wreck or whatever it was. And then they both woke up and they were there together. And here's this one girl said, "Where am I? Where are we? Wow, this must be heaven." The other one says, "Heaven? You mean there's really a place called heaven?" And she said, "Oh, that must be the angel with the book of life." And she goes up there and she says, "Angel, I know I've done some things wrong, but I repented for all my sins and I made Jesus my Lord and my Savior. Is my name in that book of life?" And the angel starts flipping through the pages. Yeah. Come up. And so she runs up and Jesus steps out and get her. And the other one says, "Angel, my name must be in that book too." And she looks all the way to the end and says, "Well, what's going to happen to me?" And all of a sudden, out of this big hole over here, this big red fire, this big devil of hell comes out of there with, and he comes running over and he says, "Ah, now then you belong to me." And she's trying to get away from him. And then he says, "Demons." You remember those scenes? "Demons, get her." And so those demons run over and grab her and start dragging her into the pit of hell. She's screaming and kicking, and they're dragging her right down into there. And then the devil stands up there and says, "I fooled her. She didn't believe me. I told her there was no heaven, and she believed me instead of God. Now she's going to spend forever in this godless flame with me." Oh, I mean, that was a graphic. That thing was probably, what, 2 hours long? All just scene after scene after scene. And at the end of that church was packed that night. It's a huge church. The pastor stepped out there and he said, "Now anybody don't know Jesus for sure as your Lord and Savior, come down here." And I mean from 80 years old to 12 years old, they run to the front. I never saw anything like it in my life. But whatever you have to do to get people's attention. I mean, that was a very graphic play. But to think, here the free gift of life. Our names are written in the book of life. All we got to do is make Jesus Lord of our life and then obey him and do what he says. And he will never remove our name from the book of life, will he, Bill? No. And I know mine's in there, don't you? I know mine is too. All who are victorious, I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine. Yeah, wow. Wow. Just like that night when he told me, he said, "Son, are you going to withhold what I've made special for your wife? I guarantee her name's written in the book of life." He thinks enough of her to make her a little puppy special. And then he has the, I don't know what to call it. Are you going to withhold from her what I've made special? Lord, are you out of your mind? No, absolutely not. If you made that little puppy for Cheryl, she could have that puppy, I guarantee you. Next verse 6. Here again, isn't it amazing the times and the words when God uses all and anyone? Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So who is this for? Anyone. I mean, it's not just to a select few. This is to all of us that will listen to his word. Verse 7. Write this letter to the angel of the church of Philadelphia. This is a message from the one who is holy and true. He is the one who has the key of David. He opens doors and no one can shut them. He shuts doors and no one can open them. Now, who are we talking about here? Jesus. This is who this is all about right here. Verse 8. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can shut. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. You know, that's a good place to walk. I think about that. Dave, he let me watch that little YouTube video last night about that minister, youth minister, that had turned his back on Jesus and become a Muslim. I told Dave, I said, the boy never met the Savior in the first place. You can't know Jesus and then ever... Well, I guess you can. The Scripture says you can, but I find that hard to grasp that a man or a woman can come to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, really know him, and then ever think about turning your back on God. I mean, you think if you turn your back on God, you get to go to hell to spend eternity with the devil, and who in the world would ever want to go to that place? Nobody. Not in their right mind. But I can't imagine that. Verse 9. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan, those liars, who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. What can God cause people to do? Anything. I mean, their hearts is in His hands. I used to think I had a free will until I run into that Proverbs 21:1. And then I realized I don't have a free will. I found that out. If I have a free will, there would never be another puppy dog live in my house. But since I got a wife that prays with two or three of these girls around here, they moved on the King's heart and he moved on my heart, and now I have absolutely no problem loving that little dog. Isn't that amazing? I even told Cheryl one time when she said, well, you know, what if I bring a dog home? I said, then I'll just kill it. I ain't going to have a dog in this house no more. An angel was it. She was grandfathered in. There ain't going to be no more. And that's where I was. Now then, if she had badgered me and tried to get me to let her have a puppy, would she have ever got a puppy? No, she would not. But see, she knew how to do it. She knew how to go to God and get God to soften my heart and make me more like Jesus. Now then, see, when you learn what the Word says, now where do you think she learned all those things? From the Bible. That's right. She studies the Word. That's exactly right. Okay, verse 10. Because you have obeyed my commands to persevere. Uh-oh. This is good. I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. What is that saying? If you obey him, are you going to have to go through that time of testing? So what's going to happen? Maybe he's going to take us out in the rapture. Maybe this is what he's talking about. But he does say we'll not have to endure it. Is that right? Do you want to go through that? I guarantee I don't. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. Now, I'm telling you what, I turned some news on yesterday. Actually, last night when we got home, I guess. And I believe it was in the country of Syria, in North Africa. Some people started rebelling against their ruler just like they did against Gaddafi. And you know what the ruler of Syria told the military to do? What? Kill them. That's exactly right. Hundreds of people that were demonstrators were by the military down there were just gunned down. Now, what do you think about that? Is the testing coming up on the world, Bill?
Yes, it is.
It's here. There was people running and screaming, and I'd see three or four people trying to, one of their buddies got shot, or one of the women or something, they got shot. Three or four of them, one got by each arm, each leg, and they're dragging them across there, and all of a sudden two or three of them fall down dead. Bullets are just flying everywhere. People are dying everywhere. Hundreds of people were killed by their own military. Would you call that a time of trying and testing? I don't want to be there, do you? No, I do not want to be there. But God says he's going to bring these kind of things upon people. And what is he doing? He's doing this to try to get people to serve him. Isn't that something? And they really don't even know. Just like that young boy, that youth leader that had converted to a Muslim. I mean, the boy, he knew nothing about God's word. I don't know how he ever got to be a youth leader. I really don't know. He didn't know nothing about God's word. Wow. Look, I am coming quickly. What if he did come next Saturday night? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Me too. What if he comes today? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I am too. Yeah. What if he comes in 50 years? I'm still ready. I'm going to be working. I'm going to be doing what he tells me to do. I don't care if it's 1 minute or if it's 50 years from now. Right, Christy? Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. Look, I am coming quickly. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. Is it worth holding on to? You're going to get a crown. You know, there's five crowns laid out in God's word all through the whole scripture. At least five that I think that's all of them. I have never found more than that, but there may be some. But there's five different crowns he promised to you for different things of service. I used to think, what in the world am I going to do with, if I were to obtain these five crowns, I could never go to heaven and gloat over it, that's for sure. You know, Terry walks up and says, Thurman, where'd you get them five crowns? I'll say, I just better than you down on earth. And now that could never fly in heaven, would it, Terry? So if you get five crowns or if you get one crown, I kept wondering, what am I going to do with these crowns? And then I found over there one day where they bowed down before him and they laid their crowns at his feet. Eldon, we want at least five, if that's how many there is to lay at his feet, right? I mean, if there's 10, we want them all 10 because we want them to lay at the feet of the king, right? Because only he's worthy to wear them. Is that right? Only the king is worthy to wear those crowns. But he's coming quickly, and it could be any time. Verse 12 and 13. All who are victorious, there's that victory. He's telling us that quite a few times, isn't he? All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Who Are Victorious, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.